An awful lot of people have been playing Wordle, although I have noticed a decline in the number of people posting their Wordle success or failure on the web. But as you may know, it's a five-letter word. I have failed miserably at this because I just have no discipline. But you actually have to put a word in. Originally, I thought, I'll just put in some random letters that are the most popular. No, I can't do that. So you put in a word. It tells you if that letter is in today's word. And if your letter is in the right position. And then after several tries, you get mad and throw the tablet across the room. But here's a question. How does artificial intelligence do on Wordle? Artificial intelligence is replacing radio show hosts. It's writing real estate ads. It's writing columns. It's actually writing newspaper copy. So how does it do when it comes to Wordle? Professor Michael Madden is at the University of Galway, and he has the answer. Professor, nice to have you. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Thank you very much for having me on.
All right. So first of all, how did you apply this? I know so little about AI. I don't even know how you would apply it against Wordle. How does it work?
So I was using ChatGPT, which I think your listeners are familiar with. I think you've covered it before. I heard Dan Riskin's piece that he did yesterday where you were discussing ChatGPT. So that's got a really nice, you know, interface where you can just literally type in a question and it'll type back an answer. So when I was stuck at Wordle and I knew two of the letters, I knew there was an E in the second place and an L in the fourth place. So I just typed into ChatGPT, can you give me some words that fit this pattern of blank E, blank L, blank, where blank is a single unknown letter. So, you know, you just ask it that directly. It's very simple to work with ChatGPT.
Okay. And how did ChatGPT do?
Very badly. I asked it for six words, and the six words it gave me, only one of them actually fits that pattern. All the other ones had, for example, I was asking for an L in the fourth place, but most of them had the L in the last place, you know, that kind of thing. So they really just... It didn't get it right, which was kind of surprising, you know, because ChatGPT, this is this large language model that everyone's excited about. It's trained on something like 500 billion words of text. Everything in Wikipedia is in there, all of these public domain books, various scientific articles, lots of text from websites, all used to train this large language model to generate text and allow us to interact with it. And so you'd think that knowing the letters in five-letter words should be really easy for it, but it's not.
Okay, so is this just a fun experiment, or do you tease some kind of wisdom out of the fact that ChatGPT can't fix Wordle?
Well, yeah, it's interesting because it actually gives you a little bit of an insight into how ChatGPT works, and you realize that it's sort of alien to the way that humans work with things. Because right at the center of ChatGPT is something called a deep neural network. This is a large mathematical function that takes in numbers, processes them, and outputs other numbers. So it purely works with numbers. And that means that when you have text, if you type in a sentence, there's another program first that converts all of the words you type in into numbers. And that's what ChatGPT operates on. So just as a simple example, the word friend is a number I looked at, 6,700 and something. You know, so every word you type in gets mapped into a number. So because of that, it doesn't really see the original words, it just sees numbers. And that's why it can't really reason about the letters within the words, because it's been translated into this numeric representation.
Okay, so did you end up solving the puzzle that day?
I did, but I took a different approach with ChatGPT because I think, as Dan Riskin mentioned yesterday, you know, ChatGPT can generate computer programs, and it's actually not that hard to write a computer program to search down through a list of words to find words that sort of match a pattern. So I asked ChatGPT, can you write me a program to do this task? And it did. So I kind of copied that code out into a program editor and ran it. And then that way, ChatGPT was able indirectly to find candidate words that matched the pattern I had. And so I was able to pick one of them and go on to the next line of my word and puzzle.
Thanks a lot for this. Nice to chat with you this morning.
Thank you too, John.
Professor Michael Madden is at the University of Galway.